And what a scandal we had the other day with your Boston Red Sox. Caleb Durbin, I mean, we all can agree that he is underdelivered as a Red Sox, correct?
Not anymore. He's hot. The guy's on fire. 6-for-13.
It is very interesting when you hear that a player is frustrated with his swing to the point where he looks around at his own organization and says, they do not have what I need. I am not getting the help that I need. That he goes outside the organization and finds an independent batting coach and somebody that apparently has helped out even Mookie Betts and several other Red Sox players. But it is a strange thing that's going on. Why does the Red Sox not have the help that they need? But you know what? It looks like Lorenzo Garmendia of Gratton Baseball, he is the one that Caleb Durbin went to go find. And as I said, this is somewhat of a scandal, but good for you, Lorenzo. Thanks for coming in studio with us.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, no problem. So first of all, how did Caleb reach out to you to have you help with his swing?
So Carlos Narvaez is one of my clients also.
Okay.
I used to work with his cousin, Omar Narvaez, all-star for the Milwaukee Brewers.
Do me a favor, Lorenzo. Get right into that mic if you don't
mind. Sorry, guys.
There you go. No, no problem. There you go.
And so I've known Narvi now since he was with the Yankees in Low A, and he's worked with us. And I saw that he was kind of not doing well this year. He had a very good year last year. And I reached out to him like 2-3 weeks ago and said, hey, I see some issues with the swing. I'm going to go up and take care of it. And we flew up. And within those 2 days, he started hitting very well in the sense of he wasn't getting the ball in the air to left field. And I saw that in his sinkers that are killing him. So we made the adjustment. He had 2 good games. And then I saw that Durbin was just getting killed. Just, you guys had his head on a platter. I mean,
yeah.
I imagine he couldn't even leave his apartment. So
we're ruthless.
We're the nice ones. We took it with a grain of salt.
I'll tell you what, love Boston. You know, I love coming here. You're ruthless, but it's an intelligent, classy ruthless.
Thank you.
So yeah, it's good. It's all good. Love it.
If you hear our show, classy is usually the word that describes it.
intelligent first.
That's the second one. So when Caleb spoke to you about his swing, did he express any frustration that he wasn't able to get the type of help that you were able to give him within the Red Sox organization?
I'm going to answer this with an analogy. I don't know what the big deal is. Obviously, I'm from South Florida, a little bit of a different feel. So any of you guys have kids, by the way? Kids?
Yeah, sure. One daughter, yep.
Okay, so they go to a great school. Mm-hmm. They got a good teacher, great teacher, whatever you want to call it. It's a math teacher. And for whatever reason, they're not doing good in math, so you would take them to a tutor. Would you? I've got 4 kids. I know I did that. Would you take them to a tutor?
Yeah, take them to Russian math.
Not if I was like sending them to a school where I was paying $100,000 a year. Like, the Red Sox are a world-class organization. How do they not have good batting coaches?
Great point. Great point. I'm gonna just leave it at great point.
Okay.
So you take your son or daughter to a tutor, and all of a sudden they start killing it in math.
Yeah.
Why would the school or the teacher get mad that the student's doing well? I can't believe the uproar.
Because it puts a spotlight on how poor they have helped their batters, how poorly. Because, I mean,
or does it confuse their systems or something like that?
What has been their biggest problem this season? It hasn't been the pitching. The pitching's been great. They delivered on their promise.
Do better.
Now, but first of all, do you consider yourself a hitting coach? Is that the right way to phrase it?
That's a great question. I don't consider myself a hitting coach. So just so you know, I never played baseball. So I had 3 kids that are very good at baseball. And 1 pitch for the Royals, cup of coffee type of deal. And my other 2 kids were position players. And hitting fascinated me. So while everybody was sleeping at 2 in the morning, 3 in the morning, I was dissecting the swing every which way. And guess which was the first book and person that I looked like upside down, sideways?
Ted Williams, Science
Thank
of Hitting.
Thank you.
There you go.
Why don't we read that book?
It's hanging around the Fenway. I don't know if they're reading it.
I don't understand. I mean, not the only place that they don't read it, but so obviously great hitter, had a great head for hitting. I know Manny Ramirez very, very well.
Did he go to you, Manny Ramirez?
I worked with Manny, not when he was playing, but after. Manny still hits. So
after he played, he said, I want to get...
Oh, man.
Really?
I built a cage in his house.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Which
house? Florida?
Yeah, Florida.
Florida, yeah, okay.
Yeah, I mean, Manny's great. Like, how about this? The most surreal hitter. You could speak 8 hours with him about hitting, and just super intelligent in regards to hitting. Great work ethic. Phenomenal guy. Him and A-Rod, because I had the pleasure of working with A-Rod very shortly. Very smart, smart, intelligent hitters.
Why have you not been hired by a team?
I was offered, I've never worked for anybody since I was 19. And I won't name the team, but they called me. And they interviewed me for a hitting job. And the first thing was like, well, what's your philosophy of hitting? I'm like, when the guy doesn't hit, I get him to hit. What philosophy is there? Like, why would you need a hitting coach if you're hitting?
Okay, so that's it sounds so simple, but like, what was wrong with Caleb Durbin's swing?
His swing. So his sinkers in were killing him. He's coming around the baseball. He wasn't letting the ball travel. Everything was like not good. So if you can't let the ball travel and you're coming around the baseballs, the sinkers in are going to kill you, and then the sliders away are just going to put you away. So, you know, in the jargon of the business, in for show, out for go. So he's a ground ball machine. He was at 60-something percent. Name me a good ground ball hitter. Like, oh, hell, this guy hits ground balls. Let's pay him $5 million. Like,
yeah.
You don't hear that.
Yeah.
So obviously, as you know, he knew that he was hitting a lot of ground balls. He just didn't understand how his swing path and direction and certain things that need to be done. And I'm just really good at that.
Are you video or is it more
everything? I use. Yeah. How about this? I'm okay in math, I would say. I didn't go to college, but I'm very good at math, I would think. And so I look at analytics left and right. So before I fly in, I already know what the problem is. I already know what they're doing to him. I already know how to fix him. I already know everything. So that's why it's
just by watching video, you can figure all this out.
Well, have you ever heard, like, you know, and again, I'm not an Einstein or anything, but you heard that he invented electricity because he found out how not to do it. I've seen so many swings, you know, in my lifetime, and think about 15 years of 8 hours a day just working.
Yeah.
And I can see three swings and I already know if it's right or wrong. And then, and the more important part, diagnose the problem.
Yeah.
Okay, this is the problem. And then the fix. So if you have a headache, I'm not going to give you an Alka-Seltzer. Mm-hmm. If you have a stomach ache, I'm not going to give you an aspirin. And that's where a lot of the industry still is kind of like backwards.
Now, how many big leaguers come to you or somebody like you? How rare is it?
How many come to you?
So I've trained personally over 55. I haven't trained. I could train big leaguers all year round if we wanted to. I stopped, I think it was 2.5 years ago, because now we just open up locations everywhere. We have 30-something locations in 11 states. We're franchisors. And I think we make a bigger impact with kids. So anybody from 9 years old to high school to college that are trying to get drafted, that
sure.
are trying to get a scholarship, we have impactful relationships. With the major leaguers, I get calls all the time, but I don't do it because I kind of like live out of a suitcase. So, for instance, I just flew in last night, got in at 1 in the morning. I was in the cage with these guys in the morning.
And you're going down to Fenway today.
I'll be at BP. I take a look at BP and see what we worked on is, you know, what it's supposed to be doing.
What do they say to you? I mean, because I know that some of these guys have their own batting coaches and they've had them before. But
always.
But you're somebody that, like, I mean, it caused somewhat of a stir that he went outside the organization, especially on the heels of this article coming out where they basically are complaining of how there's no decent help when it comes to any sort of batting coach. Like, how do they look at you when you show up?
Good question. Let me just think about how I'm going to answer that. I don't work for a club. I don't have an agenda. I'm not worried about getting fired.
Yeah.
And so my whole thing is I'm here to help the hitter, whatever it takes. Mm-hmm. So that's all I focus on is helping that hitter. So all the other stuff is noise to me. What they think or what they say or what they feel, even though we got ripped, by the way, because supposedly we took credit because it was too early after three games, but the numbers don't lie.
Yeah, I mean, no, Caleb Durbin started hitting really well after he saw you.
You did put the video out. You took credit for his success.
1,000%.
And did Caleb mind that at all? Or was that kind of supposed to be like a secret?
I'm still working with him.
It's like, I guess he didn't mind it, yeah.
You know, I couldn't understand why we got ripped. Like, you know, when you go to a doctor and let's say he can't make you feel better in 48 hours, you probably say, God, this guy is terrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yet we did it with your hitter. And by the way, this was last Tuesday, Monday, everybody wanted his head on a plate.
Yeah, yeah.
And then Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, we work and we're killing it and now we're the bad guys.
How did Mookie find you?
Through Vasquez. The guy that put us on the map, and this is what we figured out. Like, I think we're pretty good at what we do. Let's go find the worst hitters. Like, where do we make the most impact? Let's go find the guys that couldn't hit it.
What was wrong with Mookie's swing when he saw you? Because I don't remember there being a period of time where Mookie was...
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to remember.
I'll give it to you.
Okay.
So let's go back to Vasquez. He had 5 home runs in his whole career up to 2018. 2019, I think he had 20 or 19 home runs. And he had a great career after. If you guys remember, Blake Swihart was supposed to be the starting catcher in 2019. Right. Vasquez was supposed to be, you know, arrivederci.
Yeah.
And because of the hitting.
Yep.
And, you know, he was smart. And he said, hey, you know, I'll never forget the phone call. He says, hey, we just won the World Series, but if I don't get better, I'm out of here. Hmm. They're going to get me out. And so I'll give you the series. Remember London? Yankees versus Red Sox?
Yeah, the international
yes,
series.
Yes, yep.
Yeah.
So the Red Sox got, you know, a little bit of them, a little an ass whooping, to put it in a better,
yeah.
in a nice way. And Mookie, I think at that time, was hitting like 230-something. And I got a – so, you know, they saw Vasquez hitting going, well, wait a minute, this guy's never hit in his life, and all of a sudden he's doing very well. Yeah. Common sense. Like, yeah. Okay, who are you seeing?
Yeah, yeah.
And so I got a call from Mook, I'll never forget, and he's like, hey, I need to get better. I'm going into my free agent year. And I met him in Detroit. So that was June 29th. Look up the stats. June 29th, 2019. And I was with him every day till August 30th of 2019. Take a look at those 2 month stats.
Yeah.
And then the people that ripped us last week for being 2 days or 3 days, go take a look at Mookie's stats for 2 months.
I'm not going to lie. Telling one of the better baseball players of our generation how to swing better just seems intimidating. It seems like... You know, I've told the story about how Francona, you know, Ortiz was going through a slump, and he asked Francona, what am I doing wrong? He goes, dude, you're David Ortiz. I'm not going to tell you what you're doing wrong. Like, it just seems like it would be intimidating for Mookie Betts to say, fix my swing.
Well, I'll give you a perfect one here. Every single PGA golfer has a swing coach on salary.
Yeah.
How do they make their living? By hitting a little white ball.
Yeah.
How do position players in baseball make their living? By hitting a little white ball.
Jeez, it seems like a wild thing. I mean, it's almost like, do you feel like a therapist sometimes, almost as much as like an actual structural type of instructor?
Great question. And my wife's on the other room. She says, hey, man, you're like Dr. Phil sometimes.
Dr. Lorenzo.
Listen, it's very stressful. Think about it. I always put myself in somebody else's shoes and say, okay, what are they going through? So you look at, let's take Durbin, for example. He's been getting hammered since the get-go.
Yeah.
Think about it. You think he doesn't want to get better. You don't think he wants to work. You think he wants to, you know, what's been happening to him happen.
Yeah.
And so a lot of it starts becoming, it starts mechanical, and then it turns into mental.
What do you say to him to get the mental part out of it?
You're asking for secret sauces now. But
just give me a taste of the secret sauce.
As you can see how my attitude is, like, I think I bring good juju. If you ever heard that term.
Yeah. Sure.
When you come hit with me and you're in the cage, you leave saying, damn, now, I just got fixed.
Correct me if I'm wrong, though. The Red Sox have not always felt this way. Has there been some pushback?
Like I said,
2019 or even recently?
Everything has been noise. I don't know. Nobody's ever called me to say, hey, don't work with our players.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
If I get that call, then I'll call the player and say, hey, by the way, you know, they told me not to work with you. Your call.
Well, I mean, listen, to your point, if Durbin's hitting again, I would welcome you. I would give you the golden ticket. I would have somebody like a valet your car, walk you down like on a red carpet. If you can get that guy to perform the way that everyone thought he was going to, hell yeah, I wouldn't have a problem. Now, it would be embarrassing if I was the Red Sox. I'd be very embarrassed that we don't have in-house the type of facility and the type of staff like you who could reach these guys. That would be embarrassing to me. But at the same time, I'd be like, man, if it works, it works. Get him in here.
And again, I think it's a different role. I'm not a hitting coach. Like, how about this? If you put me in the clubhouse tomorrow, I'd be lost. Mm. Like, what are we doing, guys?
Mm. Yeah.
Like, what do you want me to do?
Yeah.
I just wait for, who's the guy that's not hitting? Give him to me. That's
yeah.
it. I don't care about game plan. I don't care about what else. I don't know what they do. I've never been in I've been in a clubhouse before, but I don't know what hitting coaches do. And I know they got a game plan. They got to do things with, you know, remember, they got to deal with 11 or what, 12, 13 hitters.
Yeah.
You know, I get the benefit of working with one, two guys.
Yeah.
And so I don't know what they do per se. So I don't want to say, you know, like, I don't think it's the system. I think it's a specialty. Here, you go to your general doctor. There's a problem. Sends you to the specialist.
Yeah.
For lack of a better term, I'm the specialist on the swing.
Well, Lorenzo, will you talk to the doctors over there, John Soteropoulos and the hitting coach team, or do you just stay away and you stay in your specialist zone when you're over
so
there?
So I don't want to step on anybody's toes. I'll tell you what, I had a great relationship with Timmy Hyers and Andy Barquette.
And they're still in the game and doing pretty well. Yeah.
Yeah. It was very collaborative back then in that sense. Like, they were okay. Like, how about this? They came to see what I was doing with their players in the offseason.
Trying to steal your secret sauce.
It's okay. I mean, you know, they're good. I'm just saying, like, I just think that we're a specialty. You know, we're very strategic and surgical. What's the problem? Fix the problem. Mm-hmm. And if you guys look at Narvi, so you guys traded for Narvi last year.
Yeah.
Had a really good year. Go back to his numbers. He wasn't a good hitter in the Yankee system. We started working with him, started doing really well. I think you guys did the right thing by, I think he's a great catcher. I think he's going to be phenomenal. Here, I think your players are really good. I think Mayer can be a superstar. I think Rafaela reminds me a little bit of a kind of Mookie talent. I think the young guys are really, really good. I think they just got to learn a little bit more. That's it.
Can I ask you one last thing? And I know we've gone over time, but I find this very interesting. When you see Roman Anthony and you saw about his injury, like, what do you think? Like, when you hear about that, how bad is that type of injury for a batter?
Above my pay grade.
Really?
Yeah. Does it affect his swing? Then I could get in. But I don't, in regards to injuries, obviously I hear about them. I ask them physically, are there any limitations? But that's above my pay grade.
Awesome. Well, the story that's going on with Caleb Durbin right now is interesting, but your story is even more interesting. This is Lorenzo Garmendia, grad in baseball, correct?
Listen, I got great partners in, I got the Gilbrides in Waltham. I got Ira Lair in Middleton, Andover. I got great partners here in Boston. You know, we train hitters. That's all we do. And Boston, love you. Love your fans. Love everybody. You can rip. I'm good. I'm from Jersey and Miami. I can take it all. But, you know, I understand how you guys are thinking. But listen, you know, we fly in. We know what we're doing. And that we got them fixed in a couple days is nothing new for us.
Well, I know that they're waiting for you over at Fenway. Hopefully, Caleb Durbin continues on the somewhat
get
of a
streak. Get this guy a ring if they win a World Series. Hey, my God, Lorenzo gets a ring.
Listen, if he ends up performing the way that everyone thought and hoped he would, then hell yeah. Then they should hire you. They should at least...
Or give you the Wally mask or something. Just sit over there during the games.
Yeah,
you know,
I'll take some good seats.
The drink water seats. We'll get you behind there. Maybe they'll hook you up with that. All right. Well, Lorenzo, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you, gentlemen.
I really appreciate it. And we will be right back in 2 minutes. We're not going anywhere. 2 minutes. We'll be right back.
Thank you.